presented the defense of a Super Bowl title begins again for the New England Patriots. You're looking live at a wet Gillette Stadium, and tomorrow, the drama returns to the field. The Patriots know too well that playoff games are 60-minute seasons. The winner goes on, the loser goes home. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this live playoff edition of Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton, coming to you live from CBS Scene. This is the eighth consecutive season that a Bill Belichick squad has opened the playoffs at home, and Megan O'Brien reports, well, they know that after the regular season ends, the Patriots certainly know it's not a bye week, it's a get-ahead week.
The regular season is in the books. That was good enough to clinch the number one seed in the AFC and home field advantage in the playoffs. But put aside the regular season record, put aside the seeding. The only thing that matters to the Patriots is a win on Saturday against the Titans. Because in the playoffs, it's a one-game season.
How do we feel about 13-3?
Usually you're out there every day. It's like, all right, we'll be back out here Thursday. We'll be back out here next Wednesday, you know. So but when you get in the playoffs, that's not there. You know, you got to go earn that. And I think guys have the right mentality of knowing that and coming out here and trying to compete and practice first.
Put aside the fact that Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota has thrown more interceptions than touchdowns this season. If you ask the Patriots, they'll tell you that their opponent already has playoff experience this season. And this Saturday, it's not about experience, it's about execution.
Under the pressure, they basically won two playoff games, one to get into the playoffs and a playoff game last week. So it just shows how tough they are, how fundamental they are, and that they're ready to bring it in the clutch times.
It's really going to come down to execution, and no one's going to be able to do it for you. You're out there, you're in the position to succeed. Your coaches have put a lot on you. You know, the team's really relying on you. You've got to go out there and make the play.
The Patriots are well-rested, coming off a bye week, and hope is in reinforcements with the potential return of James White, Rex Burkhead, Chris Hogan, and Alan Branch. For the Patriots, it will be all hands on deck.
I think that's what's great about this team is we can put guys out there because they're so focused, and just the atmosphere around here, the competition every day, it allows guys to step in and have an impact.
And it's not just the return of Chris Hogan, James White, Alan Branch, and Rex Burkhead. Kyle Van Noy has been an active participant in practice all week long. Yesterday, he was removed from the injury report. He's expected to be out on the field tomorrow night. It was a promising sign for the Patriots, who will certainly need Van Noy's help in defending Titans running back Derrick Henry. Steve, back over to you.
All right, Megan, thank you very much. Joining me now is Patriots play-by-play man Bob Soucy for 98.5 Sports Up. Hey. Good to see you, my friend.
Steve, here we are again.
Here we are again. This never gets old. Paint me a picture, if you will. If there's any possibility at all of the Titans winning this game, how do they do?
Yeah, for the Titans, the blueprint has to involve a lot of Derrick Henry, of course, running the ball. Marcus Mariota using his legs, picking up third down conversions just the way he did on that game-winning drive against Kansas City in the week before versus Jacksonville. And I think some unscripted plays with his legs and his arm, getting a receiver who breaks open as the play breaks down and he hits him with a big pass. And then defensively, a lot of pressure on Brady early and often, forcing a turnover or two, similar to the way Houston stayed in the game last year.
All right, so here's my next question. Do you see that happening?
I tell you what, I foresee a game that's a lot tighter than many anticipate.
Really?
Because I think this Titans team comes in hard on the Patriots. Have had a couple of weeks, but eventually I see the Patriots, after a tight game early, pulling away. Tennessee has a lot of talent, especially on the defensive side, on the front seven, the safety Byard, co-leader in interceptions this year, but I'm not sure they have enough offense to keep up with the Patriots' offense.
Have fun. Call again tomorrow, my friend.
Will do, Steve. Thanks.
All right. We'll have more Patriots All Access right after this, live from CBS Scene here in Foxborough. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Coming up on All Access.
On the eve of the postseason, we sit down with Patriots head coach Bill Belichick.
We know this will be our biggest challenge of the year.
And later, later, two safeties, two captains. What's behind the leadership of the New England Patriots?
You know, some younger guys, you looked around the captain room, I guess we were kind of getting to that AARP age, a lot of older guys.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Shotgun takes the snap on third and six. Time fires down the middle. Open. Caught. Touchdown. Touchdown, Patriots, to Bethel Johnson.
Incomplete. Incomplete. The ball was knocked out of the hands of Drew Bennett, and the Patriots will advance.
Get ready for the AFC Championship. Yeah!
Boy, now that was one cold playoff game. Welcome back to the special live edition of Patriots All Access presented by Geico here at CBS Scene. I'm Steve Burton. He's as dominant in his craft as Tom Brady is at playing quarterback. This is the seventh consecutive year that Matthew Slater has been selected to the Pro Bowl. And the special teams captain tells me about the Patriots' mindset on the eve of the playoffs.
Well, Matthew, it's playoff time. Do you get a sense that your team knows it's a one-game season?
Definitely. I think that message has been communicated throughout the locker room all week long. Coach Belichick has stressed the sense of urgency that we need to have this week, and I think the guys have received it well. So hopefully come Saturday, we'll be ready to go.
A lot of guys on your team that haven't experienced the playoffs. Do you feel like as a captain that it's your duty to go to these guys and maybe talk to them a little bit for those guys who haven't been there before?
Well, certainly. I think, they need to have an understanding of what it's going to look like on Saturday. It's right. going to be different mm-hmm. than anything that they've experienced before. But, you know, I always go back to what Coach Belichick says. It's not about, you know, playoff experience. It's about playoff execution. And those guys, if they go out there and execute like we have been all year long, hopefully things will go well for us.
It's been a lot of noise around this football team. But there's been some other noise when it comes to you guys are favored, big-time favorites, 14-point favorites. How do you block that out and say, hey, you know what, we still got to play this football game?
We understand this is National Football League. Those guys on that side of the ball are very capable. They've got great coaches, as I said, great talent, and they're coming to compete. And they've shown that they're a mentally tough football team, you know, being down 18 on the road in Kansas City. They showed up big, so they're capable. And if we don't have that understanding going into the game, we're going to be in trouble.
Has practice this week been more focused? Have you guys been more focused going into a game like this?
Well, you know, I certainly think that the attention to detail is there. I think the urgency is there. But, you know, I've always said if you have to change too much mm-hmm. going into a playoff game, then maybe you haven't been doing things right all along. And I think, you know, we always have a great deal of urgency. We always have a great deal of attention to detail. You know, it's spiked up a little bit, no question. But, you know, we're just trying to stay in our routine, continue to do what we do, and stick to the blueprint.
I want to get back to the Titans for a second and their special teams play. The punter, Brett Kern. Has Belichick emphasized? You're laughing already, so you know what I'm going with this.
We've seen plenty of film on him and his crew. You know, not only Kern, but Ryan Suckup. And obviously Adoree Jackson, and all their core special teams players. This is a great team we're getting ready to go against. And people may not understand that, the average fan watching the game, but we got our work cut out for us, no doubt.
All right, Matt. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Well, still ahead, Bill Belichick on the Belastraders. Patriots All Access continues right here at CBS Scene. Stay with us. Gillette Stadium, but it will be rocking tomorrow night. No question about that. Welcome back to this live playoff edition of Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. Few have watched more film than Bill Belichick, but you can bet this week he wasn't watching Hollywood's version of Remember the Titans. Here's Scott Zolak with the coach.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Here we are before the divisional game. Head coach Bill Belichick joins me now. And, Coach, during the bye week, you sat here and talked about how big a week of preparation it was going to be for your team. How'd the week go as far as correcting things and preparing for potentially what opponent you may play? And now it's Tennessee.
Right. Well, we addressed some things. Hopefully we made some progress on them. I think they'll have some application in this game. But we'll see exactly how much.
And then Friday, the weekend comes, and then all of a sudden you read stuff. It's the demise of the Patriots that's settling in. And I'm not getting into specifics of what was talked about, but fair to say to the fans that the owner, the head coach, and the quarterback, everybody's on the same page.
That's fair.
Okay, good. We'll talk about Mariota, that scrambling quarterback. You face guys like Cam Newton this year, obviously Tyrod Taylor twice, Deshaun Watson in one of his first starts. How much does going back to those games, looking at some things of maybe a front or a secondary, how you played those guys can help you in a game against Mariota?
Well, we've been talking about it all year, as you said, from the beginning of the year all the way to the final weeks of the season. And so we knew going into this game that between Mariota, Smith at Kansas City, and Taylor at Buffalo, one of those three teams, it would be a scrambling quarterback with whichever one of those teams we played. So that's one of the things in the bye week that we were able to take note of and talk about, because however it turned out, we were going to be dealing with an athletic quarterback in this game. This guy's he's a runner, and so we have to treat him like a running back if he's out of the pocket.
You look across the league, a lot of opportunities for a lot of coaches, a lot of young guys getting opportunities. You're a spring chicken. You're 39 years of age. Dick LeBeau across the way, 80 years of age. You faced Dick a ton of times. As a defensive guy, a true-blooded Hall of Famer. How much respect do you have for him?
Yeah, tremendous. I mean, what Coach LeBeau has done for the game of football and for the National Football League and his long and illustrious career is just so impressive. And he's a high-quality person. I mean, he's a great guy, a great coach, great leader. He's had a tremendous positive impact on the game. League very fortunate to have had him as a part of it, both as a player and as a coach for, you know, his storied career.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from @Cecilia. Everybody knows how much of a Simon and Garfunkel fan that you are. Let's talk about postseason experience. Is it meaningful or meaningless when you get to this stage? And I know teams change throughout the course of year to year.
I don't think it really means too much. We saw Brady and his experiences back in 2001. I don't think experience meant much. You know, the last week, Kansas City's been in the playoffs a number of years. Tennessee hadn't been in the playoffs in 9 seasons. Mariota's first playoff game, Derrick Henry's first playoff game, 157 yards rushing. Mariota, big fourth quarter drive, third down conversions, the lead into victory. So I don't think it had too much to do with that game. It's really about who plays well and who performs well in those critical situations. Sometimes it's experienced players. Sometimes it's Malcolm Butler.
Yeah.
So
that's a good point.
It's really about the performance that the individual has in that game, not about what they've done in the past.
All right, if you want to ask this guy a question, you have to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB. You mentioned Henry. You going to take a peek at him, maybe in the Belastrader?
Yeah, he's a tough guy to handle.
Tough guy to handle, all right. All right, Scott Zolak, Chris Savori joining me now. You guys have been in this position.
Sure.
Not before a playoff game. What's going on through their minds?
I'll go first. Really, the same thing that would go through your mind in week 10 for me.
Come on, it's playoffs.
It is, but you don't want to. I don't think you want to sit there and look at it as being something bigger than it is, even though it is, even though it's you lose and you're done.
Right.
Because you don't want to do anything outside of the ordinary. You're still bringing a lot of effort.
Right.
You're still getting to bed on time. You're still studying as well. Maybe you study a little more, but you don't want to overdo it because then you sit there and you start second guessing yourself and you start playing outside of what you normally would be.
More butterflies?
Well, I think it depends. Like, what game is this for you? Is this your first divisional round? Is it your 13th divisional round, like Tom Brady? You look at the Tennessee Titans on a tarmac today, 2.5-3 hours before the plane took off. Are they going to be ready to play tomorrow night? The best thing you have is you got a 13-3 record. You got a quarterback and a head coach that has been through it, and this is why we're playing at home here tomorrow night. Regardless of the weather, regardless of the rain, you go out and you play your tail off. This is why you had the bye week. You have health.
Any concerns of Tom Brady's play down the stretch?
Well, I would like to think, you know, thinking about Brady in the last five games, so specifically the last five games and how we struggled, you can look at a bunch of different variables and say, this is why this happened, this is why that happened. When I think about Brady, regardless of his age, the guy's lived his whole life with a chip on his shoulder. So when people start doubting him, that's when he raises his game to another level. That's when he plays with more focus and more energy and just more just desire. That is something that you can't weigh, you can't measure it, and either you have it or you don't. And what I've seen from him, being a teammate of him and now covering him, is that when the team needs him the most, that's when he brings his game up the most.
Well, I think the best thing, too, you got number 87. You got health with number 87. He looks great. Rob Gronkowski, you go back to that Pittsburgh game. In a pinch, you need a play out in Denver, you know, 3 years ago, 4th and 10, throw the ball to Gronk down the seam, throw it to him for a touchdown.
Yep.
Feed the ball to number 87. You got running backs now. You talk about other years where they failed, whether it was the Jets, whether it was out in Denver. They didn't have running backs like they have now. You got Burkhead. You got Lewis.
Everybody's healthy, too.
Somebody's going to be deactivated tomorrow night. It's probably going to be Gillisley. So they got depth now at the position. Use those guys to your advantage.
Put you on the spot. Prediction time.
Come on, Steve.
Prediction time. Give
it's
it to
a
me.
Blowout.
Give me a score.
I got 34-13.
Give me a score.
I got the Patriots by 17.
17.
So it's a blowout.
17 points. Okay, we'll take a blowout.
It's a blowout.
I'm going with that.
One.
All right.
I like your zipper.
Tomorrow.
I like your zipper.
I appreciate that.
Where's
we'll
the other side?
Patriots game day.
Yeah.
This guy.
We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this with these guys.
Coming up on All Access. We'll remember the Titans with a report from Nashville.
How many teams are left?
Eight.
And we're 80-1.
But first, Devin and Duron, an inside look at the special relationship between these Patriots captains.
Well, you know, dude's guy is Kobe Bryant. Hopefully that gets him a hard time with the Celtics fans around here, too, that he's a Kobe fan.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, official shave of the New England Patriots. By the Massachusetts State Lottery. Visit a lottery retailer today for the new 5x champions ticket. And by Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner. This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to this live playoff edition of Patriots All Access presented by Geico. We are coming to you live from CBS Scene. Titans quarterback Logan Ryan was once part of the Rutgers trio in the New England secondary. Tomorrow he'll be playing against two of his best friends, Daron Harmon and Devin McCourty. Both are captains. And believe me when I tell you, they're born to be leaders.
Make a statement! Let the people know who you are tonight!
When I think of leadership, I always remember a phrase that Bill said my rookie year when he said leadership was only about attitude and performance.
Everybody watching! Your mama watching! Your daddy's watching!
Anyone could be a leader.
That's a good offense! Show them what we're about! Dominate on three! 1, 2, 3! Dominate!
When I think of leadership, I think of a guy just being accountable to his teammates at all times. And at that time, I mean, just I seen the frustration on Dev's face coming from the field. It was my job to let everybody know that we are not doing our job. We are not being accountable to the team. Being in the captain's meeting before we did the initial vote for this year, and, you know, Coach Belichick just talking about
comparing it to when I was named captain my second year, how we needed, you know, some younger guys. You looked around the captain room, I guess we were kind of getting to that AARP age, a lot of older guys. So when he said that, I instantly thought of Duran.
Lobbing a long ball, and it's knocked incomplete by Jonathan Jones and intercepted off the deflection by Duran Harmon. And Duran Harmon keeps a good thing going.
You hear people saying, yeah, you're going to be a captain, but I don't know. Just me personally, I was just like, I don't know. We'll see. When I heard my name, I'm not even gonna lie, like, my heart dropped a little bit. I was like, wow, I'm a captain for the New England Patriots, you know? For a moment, I just kind of just really sat back and just assessed the situation and took myself from being in the moment and just looked at it and just really looked where I came from and where I'm at now. And I think it was a really cool moment and a humble moment for me when I was named the captain.
Sets up a screen left for Fozzie Whitaker, runs it to the 25-20. Dixon to lead the way to the end zone. Wide open Benjamin at the 40. Snap.
Oh, my God.
Throws it left. Wide open Funches. Touchdown. Carolina has come into Foxborough and will go away with a 33-30 victory over the Patriots.
I tell you, going 2-2 and not playing well in New England for Coach Belichick, practice got a lot harder.
Yeah.
You know? I was frustrated on, you know, what are we not doing? I thought that time tried all of our characters as players of what you gonna do? You know, you could easily say, you know, we won last year. Maybe this year is just not the year.
I mean, all we did was just put in more work. We put in more work. We studied harder. We did all the little things, and I'm trying to tell you, we got rolling.
McCown throws a long lob down the left side. Ball is going to be broken up. End off. He's wrapped up with the five.
Hold on.
We got it. Patriots have it.
Woo. We're going to just continue to try to keep the same approach and see where it takes us.
Kennedy throws deep to the end zone. That ball is intercepted by Harmon. Firing it deep downfield into the end zone. That ball is going to be knocked down by Gronkowski and picked off by Duran Harmon.
Well, you know, dude's guy is Kobe Bryant, so there's nothing he loved more than, you know, us to compare him to Kobe. Hopefully that gets him a hard time with the Celtics fans around here, that he's a Kobe fan.
I mean, it's cool to get a nickname. I mean, the great ones, they have nicknames. And I'm not saying I'm a great player or anything, but I just think it's pretty cool. You know, you're living your dream, and then all of a sudden you get a nickname from fans. So it's a cool feeling.
I mean, like, even the Baltimore game in 14, like, he didn't play a ton of snaps, but he comes in there, he's like, yeah, Flagg's gonna throw it to me.
Throws down the left side. The ball's intercepted by Duran Harmon.
Dude goes over there and intercepts the ball, and I just think since he's been here, he's had a knack, you know, for coming in and passing situations and just saying, like, I'm going to get the ball.
They got a clock.
No timeouts remaining.
Third
and goal to go from the sixth.
It's a little bit of chaos going on before the play. We try to get everybody lined up.
Drops back. He pumps. He throws toward the middle. It's back incomplete.
I'm trying to tell you, that thing just hung up there, and just, it felt like the world just stopped. And I was just like, please don't drop this ball.
Intercepted by Harmon. Deflection to Harmon. And interception of the end zone.
And caught it, took the knee, and I'm trying to tell you, like, I didn't even know what to do. I don't even know what type of celebration I had after the pick. And I was just more proud of the team that we just kept fighting. Nobody gave up. And that play just showed the true characteristics of the Patriots football team.
Two classy guys both on and off the football field. Coming up, Dan Roach reports on the Titans, plus the Bellustrator. Live from CBSN, you're watching Patriots All Access. Stay with us.
you need.
All right, welcome back to Patriots All Access, presented by Geico. These are the Tennessee Titans arriving at their hotel in Rhode Island. They were delayed on the tarmac in Tennessee for 3 hours. 3 hours they had to sit there. I guess there was snow in Tennessee. No word yet on whether or not Bill Belichick was responsible for the delay. Of course, people in Tennessee probably blame Belichick. But, of course, the Titans have arrived. They are in Rhode Island, gearing up for tomorrow night's game. All right, welcome back to this live playoff edition of Patriots All Access, presented by Geico. We're coming to you live from CBS Scene. Tennessee Titans upset the Kansas City Chiefs in a remarkable come-from-behind win in Kansas City. Titans, by the way, were 3-5 on the road. They even had to go to overtime to beat the winless Cleveland Browns. Dan Roach reports.
Time now for the opponent spotlight, brought to you by Geico.
We say goodbye to a 9-year playoff drought.
They come in off one of the greatest comeback wins in NFL playoff history, on the road, their first playoff victory since 2004. But they still have their doubters, as they are 80-1 underdogs to win Super Bowl 52.
Did you say 80-1? How many teams are left?
Eight.
And we're 80-1.
Leading the charge for the Titans, a confident 24-year-old quarterback, Marcus Mariota.
We don't listen to what's going on outside. No matter what, we can't control what other people think about us. We just got to do it what it takes to win.
Mariota was 6 years old when Tom Brady began his Patriots career. Mariota has one playoff win. Tom Brady, an NFL record, 25.
It's a playoff game, so I don't really care. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If it was Joe Montana, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to go out there and win a game, and I want to make him look like Blake Bortles if I can, try to catch a couple picks. So, but Tom Brady's a great quarterback.
Another weapon the Titans are concerned about, Gronk.
That's LeBron of football, man. You talking about a guy, you got to guard that man and put 2, 3, 4 guys on the man to kind of slow him down, man. And I think we got a good opportunity ahead of us.
As far as Patriots connections are concerned here in Tennessee, Matt Castle, we remember what he did in 2008. Josh Klein is their starting right guard, won a Super Bowl in 2014. And then there's Logan Ryan, drafted as a rookie out of Rutgers 2013, played 4 years in New England, winning 2 Super Bowls. What was it going to be like for the first time when you get to Gillette Stadium and kind of walk in and go to the visiting locker room?
Never really seen it, so I don't even know what the visiting locker room is. But, you know, it's been a different year with just new teammates, and it's been a great year for New England, obviously for us as well. It's been a special year here in Nashville, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Now, the Titans are stout against the run, and they can pressure the quarterback. 43 sacks this year, third best in the AFC. However, if they don't get to the quarterback, they can be had through the air. This year, giving up 27 touchdown passes, only 4 teams were worse than that, and none of those had a winning record. Speaking of a winning record, Bill Belichick certainly carries one of the best of all time. His success, the key, preparation. And here with that is Scott Zolak and the Belistrator.
Time now for the Belistrator. Coach Belichick joins me now. Coach, Tennessee, you know, you watch them last couple weeks. As you told me earlier in the show, they needed to win, won some games. They got some talent, especially on offense, defense.
Yeah, they really do. You know, one guy, Wesley Woodyard, number 59, has had a really good, has had a career year for him, really. He's made plays, tackles for loss, sacks, quarterback hits, plays on pass defense, and there he is on a run-through play. You can see this play from the end zone. Very instinctive player with good quickness and acceleration. See the tight ends trying to block him here from the backside, but he's able to shoot and penetrate the gap.
Landon Roberts-type play.
Make the play on a line of scrimmage. Yeah, really good timing and, again, a lot of speed and athleticism plus an experience.
Okay, got a tight end on the backside.
Yeah, this Delanie Walker, this guy's a big problem. He's a very good athlete. He's got a lot of speed, very good route runner. You can see as he comes to the top of the route here how he does a nice job of stemming the safety to the outside. So he gives him just enough to get him to turn and open his shoulders to the outside. And then he, you know, sticks it back inside. Mariota puts the ball right on the money here. And it's not over now because Walker's very good with the ball in his hands. Good after the catch, good balance, strong runner. You know, picks up another 15 yards after he gets hit there. Very explosive player and Big play guy for the Titans.
Okay. Got a running back, too.
Yep. This is a play at the end of the at the end of the Colt game where the Titans are ahead. It's third down and five. The Colts got a chance to get the ball back. The Titans are trying to run out the clock. Very similar to what happened in the Kansas City game last week with Kansas City having timeouts and a minute and a half to go. But Henry ripped off a big run. Here he rips off a big one against the Colts. And you can see how athletic this guy is for a big, strong runner. Fast enough to go outside. Strong, good stiff arm.
It's backside safety. He's got the angle, too.
Sure does.
Bang.
A lot of guys, I mean, half the team has a shot at him here between stiff arms, cutting back, running through arm tackles, and then eventually just turn on the speed and going 75 yards for a touchdown. Did the same thing against the Texans. 65-yard run to ice the game when the Texans had a chance to get the ball back. This guy's an impressive back to go with Murray, so they have two good ones.
All right, kick return game.
Adoree Jackson, excellent returner, both punts and kickoffs. He's had half a dozen big plays for him in the return game. Here he is catching a kickoff on the sideline. And
they're trying to pin him down there, too, in that corner.
It's a good kick. I mean, can't ask for a better kick than this. And coverage is pretty good. The Rams are one of the best special teams units in the league. See, Jackson just stretches the field. He's got the acceleration to find a crease there. Does a good job of setting up his blocks, getting into space, and taking a tough kick and a tough play back to midfield. So very, very good in the return game here. They're strong in all three phases of the game, and really could just can't do this without talking about Brett Kern, their punter.
This would be a Bellstrader, too, if we didn't have a diagram of the punter.
Well, but had as good a career, good a year as any NFL punter has had in his career. And Kern does a great job of this. This is a pretty typical play where he punts the ball 60 yards and punts it out of bounds 58 yards and just totally changes field position. He's got great accuracy, obviously a big leg, big hang time, but does a great job of taking the return game away from the punt return team with his accuracy, just so you don't think that other one was a fluke.
Yeah.
Here he is doing the same thing against the Browns on a 61-yard punt and kind of down inside the 20. So field position is important in this game. They have two excellent kickers and a good returner, so be a big challenge for our special teams unit.
Primetime game. Fans are pumped up. Get this place rocking. Go get them on Saturday night, Coach.
All right, thanks, though.
All right.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, you, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing excellence through the power of teamwork.
See the rain, and it's going to continue to rain, and tomorrow the weather will be a factor. 30 degree drop, perhaps. It'll be cold, it'll be windy, and the Patriots will love it because it's football weather, it's playoff time, and there you see the temperature in degrees. So you'll be ready for this. Welcome back to this live edition of Patriots All Access. Mike Reese, Paul Perillo, playoff time. It never gets old. Let's talk about the weather for a second. Patriots playing this? No big deal.
He's fired up.
I am fired up,
fired up about the weather.
I am fired up.
Great energy. You should ask Bill Belichick the weather questions because he doesn't really like when we ask them. So maybe if you did, you'd get a little enthusiasm out of him.
Will the weather be a factor?
They practice in these conditions all year. That's Bill Belichick's philosophy. Why do we practice in the rain, in the cold, in the snow? Because you never know when you might have to plan it. Patriots will be ready.
Absolutely. And who's a better bad weather quarterback than Tom Brady?
Right.
I mean, he's the answer to pretty much any category you want to talk about. Best quarterbacks, but he is the best when the weather is bad.
All right, let's talk about this ESPN article just briefly because it came out, the demise of the Patriots. Will this be a factor? Will this affect the team at all tomorrow?
You know, I think if they had to play a game in the immediate aftermath of the story, that it might have some lingering. At this point, I think they've done a nice job of sort of figuring out exactly how they want to handle it.
Right.
I think they've probably gotten together behind closed doors. They figured out how they wanted to approach things. I don't think it has any impact on this game at all. Now, I don't know if there's any lingering bad feelings going into the offseason and when it's all done, but I think right now everybody's focus is on winning another title, and I think they'll lockstep on that.
I agree with that. I think the bigger factor, Steve, would be that everyone on the outside is saying the title Titans don't have much of a chance in this game. To me, just being mentally tough to avoid that talk is a bigger thing than that article.
What concerns you the most about the Titans?
You know, Mike is right. I don't think that a lot of people are giving the Titans much of a chance. If I'm going to come up with something, the Patriots have struggled for most of the season trying to stop the run. I think they're 20th in the league in yards allowed, but it's even worse than that, around 30 in average per carry. I think Derrick Henry is a big physical back who has some big play ability. The front seven is going to have its handful with this guy because you saw what he did last week in Kansas City. He was able to control that game, and that's the one thing, Steve, that I would worry about is the Patriots' offense not getting on the field. Mm-hmm. And if Derrick Henry can get it rolling, that could happen.
Mike, what's your biggest concern?
Well, he talks about Henry. He's 247 pounds. You combine that with a mobile quarterback in Marcus Mariota. What was the first thing Daron Harmon said to you Sunday night when they learned that the Titans were coming to town? We haven't had much success against mobile quarterbacks this
right.
year. So Mariota can extend plays with his feet. You want to keep him in the pocket. And to me, that's why a player like James Harrison just getting to the team, you know, a couple weeks ago could be critical for the Patriots setting that hard edge at the end of the line of scrimmage.
Paul, who's your key player for the pass?
Well, to me, this is pretty much the same any week. Rob Gronkowski is a matchup that I don't think any team in the league wants to go against. And he dominates in almost every facet of the game. He's a great blocker. He's a great receiver. He's great on third down. He's great in the red zone. I think the Titans do not have an answer for him.
To me, I'm going to go with Deion Lewis, and here's why. If you think of a way that the Patriots might get upset, I say if they turn the ball over. They're 143-15 in the regular season under Bill Belichick.
Wow.
When they have a plus turnover differential. Deion Lewis has been remarkable with ball security this year. 180 rushes, 32 catches, has not fumbled once. That needs to continue for the Patriots.
Sure does. Prediction
time.
Wow,
what an announcer, Jinx. He even has his notes on his Jinx.
Prediction time. Rock solid.
He's always rock solid.
What do you got for prediction?
I think the Patriots are going to have an easy time in this. I think in the middle of the first quarter, they're going to be up by two scores. I think they're going to dominate this game and dictate exactly how it's going to be played. And there will not be any Kansas City Chiefs on the other side to allow Kansas City to get back in 45-10. I don't think this game is going to be close at all.
Tempo. They were in full pads in the middle of this week. They were playing fast. I like the no huddle. Get on them early. I'll say 34-17 Patriots.
And you think Brady will be razor sharp tomorrow?
I think he'll be better than he has been. I think with the possibility of getting Chris Hogan back, Steve, I think is big for him. Another guy that he trusts.
And James White and possibly Rex Burkhead as well coming back.
Absolutely.
Good.
The offense is
going to
have a different look than it had in December.
All right, guys. It's been a fun ride so far. Oh, no, it's not. It's long from over, right?
Yeah.
We'll see you guys tomorrow as well.
Sounds great.
Place going to be rocking, right?
Great energy. You brought it up for us tonight.
In the winter. Who cares if it's raining? They'll be ready. All right, guys. Tomorrow, tune right here to WBZ because we got the game, we got the pregame, we got the postgame, we got everything covered from start to finish. At 6, we have a special one-hour edition of WBZ News live from Gillette Stadium. Then at 7, it's a live edition of Patriots Game Day. Patriots and Titans kick off at 8:15, and we'll bring you Tom Brady and Bill Belichick's postgame press conference live on the fifth quarter postgame show, and it's all right here on WBZ. That wraps up this live edition of Patriots All Access from Mike Greese and Bob Rillo and all the crew behind the scenes. Have a great night, everybody. I'm Steve Burton. We'll see you tomorrow. We got you covered.